Реальность такова.
The reality is that
божественные
учителя, the divine teachers,
имеют свои любимые места,
favorite places,
на поверхности земли,
on the surface of the earth, and not only them.
Вот мы знаем,
we know,
и место, где
the place
Максим Горький,
where Максим Горький,
или точнее Алексей Пешков,
Алексей Пешков, to be more precise,
и сейчас обитает,
lives now,
не так далеко отсюда,
not far from here,
одного из населенных пунктов,
in a village.
И вот мы имели с ним неожиданное и очень...
We had with him a very pleasant conversation.
Глашатай любви.
A messenger of love.
На одном из исторических рубежей.
During one of the crucial historical periods of our country.
И Александр Сергеевич Пушкин.
And Александр Сергеевич Пушкин.
Тоже, оказывается, его надо искать не...
He is also found not at the place of his grave or at the place of duel, where people go on pilgrimage. To meet him is easy. He is very glad to have a conversation. Also in the forest near Санкт-Петербург, on a forest footpath.
Вот мы говорили о местах силы.
We talked also about the places of power of many others, of Бабаджи and Сатья-Саи, and of many, many others.
Некоторые одно любимое место имеют.
Some of them have one favorite place. Some many.
Некоторые из божественных учителей,
some of the divine teachers, like Сатья-Саи or Птахатеп,
Кришна, имеют, могут быть одновременно,
can be simultaneously at different places in the form of their divine fiery Mahadoubles. We know also two places of Jesus Christ. One in the city park in St. Petersburg, and one is here.
Наша школа ведь впервые,
our school,
получила благословение к
существованию
Иисуса Христа.
By blessing of Jesus Christ. I describe this in my autobiography, in the book How God Becomes Cognized.
На протяжении многих лет,
during many years,
достаточно частые встречи с Иисусом, но потом
meetings with Jesus.
То есть тогда вот вначале он ко мне сам приходил домой.
At that time, he came to me, to my home.
Для каких-то занятий,
usually when our group assembles in my home,
в городе,
and later we discovered a place in the city, in the park, where we had very deep contacts with him, long conversations, and not only with him, but with his apostles. In particular, I acquainted myself with the Apostle Philip, and then he showed me this place where the feeling of him, the emotional contact with him, is much more brighter, richer than at any other place. On this glade, in the forest,
we
can experience Jesus very intensively. we can enter His smile.
В Его улыбающееся лицо.
His smiling face.
Причем обратил внимание, что
pay attention that there is a bench here.
Когда-то,
some time ago, here on this bench,
нашли общение с Иисусом, но это было очень давно, скамейка вся уже
it was very long ago, the bench is destroyed. Here,
представители православного направления религии,
people from Orthodox religion found contact with Jesus. Why I am sure about this? Because the energetics of this place is full of Orthodox prayers. They can be heard when you enter this place. Besides that, on this fur one can see non-material but very real icon of Maria, the Mother of God.
Совершенно реальная икона. Я вначале думал, что не сама ли
This is very real icon. First I thought that maybe Maria is present here, but the image is frozen. Probably the icon was attached by the people who prayed at this place, who had a conversation with Jesus. How they conversed, what they did is clear. They chanted the Orthodox prayers, and they indeed reached the heights, the best of what Orthodoxy can give. If you look at the history of Isichasm, first they have found Isichia, the internal peace, and second, they filled, they encompassed the emotions of attunement to Jesus the sweetest. There is an Orthodox prayer to Jesus the sweetest, the sweetest as the most beloved one, the sweetest as the one who consists of emotions of bliss, and into these emotions I invite you to enter. How to work on this place? First, we have to find the border. My body is at the border of this place. The border is around the plate. To step inside and we find ourselves in the bliss, in the smile of Jesus. This is the greatest experience. One has to be inside, but not inside
field,
some kind of energy field. Not at all. Here, living Jesus, we can see Him, we can converse with Him, not only emotionally, but He will give us answers, blessings, if we ask Him. Here is very real living Jesus. He doesn't stay all the time at this place, He can move outside. One day we were going through this forest and we didn't know where we will come. We knew just general direction. And 2 kilometers before Jesus manifested Himself, I knew that we are approaching His favorite place, and we came here, and once again we had an enjoyment of conversing with Jesus, with Divine Teacher, with living Divine Teacher, with living God, with a representative of God the Father, with a part of God the Father. This is how one has to enter this place. And when we have entered this place, we have to attune, we have to merge with Him, to become Him. By attuning to, by merging with, we become Him. Our task is to become God the Father, and by merging with divine teachers, we can get an idea of how it will be in the abode of the Creator when we will reach this state and get a blessing to enter it by using special methods gifted by God the Father. We have to habituate ourselves to this. It's not very usual for people who move away from the mundane life and begin to go the way of monasticism. And on this way, gradually they get an experience of living God, and gradually, slowly, if they make efforts, they transform themselves into God the Father, through the stage of Holy Spirit or Brahman. When we will have experienced Jesus inside His smile, we have to stand around the glade, and it will make easier to contact Him face to face, not from within, because when we are within Him, there is no questions. When every one of us is Jesus, we have nothing to ask. Everything is clear. But for the time being, this state is not permanent for us. For the time being, we can be like this only on special places of power, in special conditions. Later, we will habituate ourselves to live in the abode of the Creator, and like Jesus, like other divine teachers, we will be able to arise from the abode, and other students will enter us and attune to us. For the time being, I invite you to attune to Jesus, and then later we can sit or lay on the ground, the moss is dry, and stay for some time in conversation, in dialogue with Jesus. If you receive some important revelations from Him, you have to write them down immediately. It is very important, because when we hear something, when we understand something from God, something very important, we think that we will remember it forever, but it is not true. We forget it when we receive the next information. And in this way we can forget very important things. So make your pads and pencils ready, and if you receive something from Jesus, write it down. And now I invite you. Jesus is looking at you, He is inviting you with His hands. So please enter Him.